So I thought I'd do today is lead about a 5-minute meditation, just so you can see what that would feel like. And the first thing I'll have you do is to get really comfortable. And that might mean sitting in a chair, maybe grab a book or a yoga block to place under your feet, and then just move around, fidget around a little bit, and just see if you can find a way to let your spine feel upright but relaxed. Or maybe you choose to lie down, or maybe you're going to be standing or pacing around the room during the meditation. And then you may choose to close your eyes or let your gaze drop to the floor in front of you, or if that's not comfortable, maybe you choose to start focusing on an object nearby to look at so that you're visually looking at one thing instead of looking around and getting distracted. And then choosing your anchor. Maybe you choose to notice your seat, where it meets the chair, or your spine if you're on your back. Maybe you notice what the breath feels like, that feeling of inhale and exhale. You might feel your ribs or your belly moving, or maybe you feel sensation on your mouth. Or maybe you're listening to my voice or another sound and using that to anchor your mind, to keep it focused. So it's just picking one sense object. And then don't worry if thoughts come up. That's a normal human mind. Just gently guide your way without judgment back to the anchor, noticing it, watching it. And it may happen over and over again. That's okay. There'll be times when you completely forget about your anchor. That's okay too. When you do remember it, just gently guide your way back to it. No judgment, no rush. There's no shoulds. You're not doing anything wrong. You're practicing. And just take another minute or two noticing. And if you need to move at some point, if you need to shift your body around, or if creating movement becomes a form of anchor, you can go ahead and do that. If you're really restless and sitting with your eyes closed feels like it's absolutely torture, open your eyes, maybe you doodle on a piece of paper or write some thoughts, some of the emotions, feelings, sensations that you're experiencing, but keeping your focused attention as your hand moves across the paper. So feel free to stop the meditation at any point if you need to also. Give yourself permission to try. And if something becomes physically, emotionally, or mentally uncomfortable, know that you have the option of getting up and walking away or shifting and changing anything that is not working for you. And what you may notice is that thoughts are coming up, and that's okay. Maybe you imagine them turning into little clouds that drift through and drift away. You can just watch them. You're not attached to them. They're separate from you. Or maybe you refocus yourself back on that anchor, noticing the breath shifting, noticing sensation or little movements in your body. And then notice all senses come and go. They shift and change. Noticing those changes without judgment, without words, just watching, just noticing. If you feel resistance, can you put a label on it? And by resistance, I mean restless, grumpy. I don't want to do this. Why don't you want to do it? What are you feeling? Feel free to label it or even say it out loud. And just notice it. And it's okay to feel not perfectly happy. But you can acknowledge it. Just take another breath or two, focusing on one anchor, whether it's sense in your body, sense from outside of your body, working with writing or speaking what you're feeling or noticing. And then begin to create some little movements if you haven't already. Just start to take some little movements, maybe letting the spine move from side to side or let the head and neck move. And then just letting your full attention rest on the movement. Just allow it to be a sense of ease and sweetness, nothing forced. Or maybe you're wiggling fingers and noticing that sense of movement. And then drawing an inhale in without forcing. And then the next exhale, just release this practice, let it go, let it be. And then you may choose to take another moment or two before you get up and go back to your day, just to savor the pause. Maybe creating some more little movements, or allowing your eyes to open slowly, noticing objects around you. Not feeling rushed. And I thank you so very much for joining me. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you soon. Take care.